There was once a king who decided to collect all the money that he had loaned to his servants. As the collection went on, one of the servants pleaded and begged the king for more time as he was unable to repay the money. The loan against his name was for 100 gold coins. The king felt pity towards the servant and waived off his entire loan amount. The servant thanked the king for his kind heart and went happily back home. The next day, this king went to collect some money from his friend who he had loaned 5 gold coins to. This friend pleaded and begged him for some more time, but the servant was furious and called the guards to penalize his friend for not repaying the loan. Watching this, some of the other royal servants felt disappointed with the servant and complained to the king about him. The king was furious. He summoned the servant immediately and said to him, "I let go of 100 gold coins because you were unable to pay. I was kind to you, but when it was your turn to be kind to another, you instead were merciless." The king called his guards and got the servant arrested for not repaying the 100 gold coins. My name is Shalini Gamre, and I conduct behavioral training programs for corporates and educational institutions. We expect kindness, empathy, love, and compassion from others. But when it is our turn to give the same to others, we are unable to do that. We expect our family and friends to be understanding, but when we must be understanding towards them, we're unable to reciprocate the same. Through this story, I hope you are able to take a step back and look at all those who you have been unkind and merciless to. Put yourself in the other person's place, no matter how small the issue was, and feel what he or she would have felt when you behaved unkindly. Try with every single day that your words are filled with kindness and empathy, because in the world today, that is the least we can do towards another.